Mr. Ahmadinejad told Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari that the presence of terrorist elements in Pakistan cannot be justified and insisted Islamabad arrest those involved. Iranian state media report that two spoke by phone one day after a suicide bomber killed more than 40 people in the southeastern region Sistan-Baluchistan along the Pakistani border. An internet statement in the name of the militant group Jandala claimed responsibility for the blast. The attack on Revolutionary Guard commanders and Sunni and Shiite tribal leaders gathering for a reconciliation meeting was among the most brazen in the Islamic Republic in years. Ali Nourizadeh is the director of the Center for Arab and Iranian Studies in London. He argues that the security breach has hurt the image of the Revolutionary Guards, which, he notes, took part in the crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this year.
It showed the regime is very strong in front of innocent people, unarmed people in the street of Tehran or Tehran University or the street of Isfahan or other cities, is very weak in front of people who are carrying arms.
The head of the guard, General Muhammad Ali Jafari, accused British and U.S. agents of training the militants in Pakistan. The United States has condemned the attack and denied any involvement. Jandala leader Abdul Malik Righi says his group is fighting discrimination against his people, ethnic Baluchis, members of Iran's Sunni minority. His group also claimed responsibility for an attack on a Shiite mosque in Iran earlier this year that killed about 24 people. Political analyst Zadeh says state discrimination against ethnic Baluchis and the poverty of the area, also a center of drug smuggling, give Jandala more than enough support from the local population.
The Baluchi are very upset. They're desperate. They are poor. In part of Baluchistan, the people are living in a stone age.
The area has suffered under a low-level insurgency for years. Military analysts believe Iran is wary of cracking down too hard for fear of drawing in other militants from neighboring Pakistan and Afghanistan. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.